Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Indelibly identified by my relationship to a male, Mother of God. My existence became important only after Christ became important, only because Christ became important. All of me has been denied except that one part, and yet even that part has not been accorded full status. I am the Mother of God. But it's a relation whose ramifications no one seems to recognize. Christ, my son, is known internationally for his compassion, his love, his generosity, his forgiveness. He's famous for his ethics. Well, who do you think taught him right from wrong? His mother, of course. Who is it who always teaches a child the most important things
Holy
in
Mary,
life? In fact, I suspect at times that the only reason I wasn't chosen to spread Christian morality was because God knew no one would listen to a woman. So the next best thing he could do was choose me to be his mother. He didn't have to. Did you ever wonder why he even bothered? I mean, the virgin birth proves he... You know, God didn't really need a biological mother for Christ. He obviously didn't really need a biological father. In fact, God has Christ born without a human father, because that would have detracted from his divinity. But it seems having a human mother didn't detract as much. Hasn't anyone ever considered the implications of that one? Let's consider next this bit about virgin birth. There are innumerable such stories in pagan mythology, and no one dreams of taking them seriously. But this one, they took seriously. And because of it, I was suspect of infidelity. A very serious accusation, then. I could have lost my life. Fortunately, the suspicion was disconfirmed. But not on my word. No, my word was not good enough. Only after an angel appeared and explained it to Joseph did he believe it. The ramifications of this belief in virgin birth go well beyond the personal. I have become a universal symbol. The virgin birth implies that intercourse is undesirable, that the state of virginity is more blessed than the state of non-virginity. This view continues to be manifested by the vow of celibacy taken by nuns, and by the popular male habit of according extra status to deflowering a virgin, and by popular porn, which exhibits women in childish, innocent, virginal costume and character. All of this implies that the state of virginity is something special. I resent symbolizing such a concept. One state is neither more nor less blessed. And I resent being in the awkward position of putting women into an even more awkward, indeed impossible, position. Motherhood is pure, but sexual intercourse? No. So what are we to do?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit. One
last example of unrecognized ramifications of being the Mother of God is best illustrated by examining the image, by examining how I am portrayed. Think of the Madonna. Any Madonna will do. They're all the same. Or think of the Pieta. Any Pieta.
Holy Mary.
Always the young girl with a blank face, like she's never had a real thought or a strong feeling in her life. Real thoughts and strong feelings. One of my children went through life as the Son of God. Wouldn't that make you think? Then he had nails driven through his body. Wouldn't that make you feel? Can you understand the struggle to understand, or at least accept, such an injustice? Without anger, without hate. You are male image makers, call me Mother of God. But they don't take into account what that means. They haven't understood what that really means. I lived through days, months, years. I became a middle-aged woman, an old woman. In the Pieta, my son is 33. That should make me at least 48. But do I look it? No. I have been denied my life, my experience, myself. And if you do not recognize my reality, you do not recognize me. I am the Mother of God. But it appears to be in name only. For all intents, purposes, and effects, Christ, like almost every other male in the Bible, may as well have begotten himself. May as well have fucked himself, too.